Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Melee
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smellgood and international
host Mrs. Tasha Triple. Interface complete.
Yeah. Let me read some of y'all real quick. Rick Ross goes on over $500,000 shopping spree. Fuck the Grammys. Kelly's worried about the wrong shit. Snoop Dogg. What the hell is the headline? Where is that at? Okay, well, I don't know. Pretty soon, y'all, we're going to work something out with Miss Mouth, a.k.a. Miss Buffy. And, yeah, we're going to cover a little section on here called the Miss Mouth Times. You know what I'm saying? Bring y'all some funny news from a female perspective. You know what I'm saying? She got a column on here, you know what I'm saying, that she do each and every day, you know what I'm saying, called the Miss Mouth Times. She also offering a $10,000 reward, you know what I'm saying, to a lucky artist, man. And it's coming soon. Goddamn Hood Boogie got the Friday night fights at the upper level. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to hang out, any artists out there from any country, anywhere, come on down. E-Boy City, club upper level, doing real big. And hit y'all up with a little words of encouragement. You know what I'm saying? Your life can't be perfect, but the Lord can keep you in perfect peace. You know what I'm saying? Little words from Reverend Ron. You want to follow Reverend Ron, hit him up. Beats you might want. You might want some of these. All right. That's what I'm talking about. Coming right back, y'all. I got some motherfucking beats. Brand new beats right out the pot. You can download the snippets by clicking the listen link. Purchase lease rights and download the full version by clicking the lease link. If you want the exclusive rights, holler. All right. Want some of these? Cause I've been asking for some beats. You know what I'm saying? I need some beats for the show. I ain't finna pay no motherfucking $25 for no beats. Nah, I got down. I use Jeezy or some shit. I'm just trying to give you motherfuckers some promo. Now, if y'all ain't gonna send me no goddamn free beats, all I wanna do is have them bitches playing in the background like what you hear now. Silence. You got this old Photoshop bitch on here and shit. Whatever, man. Y'all motherfuckers getting photoshopped and shit. That ain't cool. Let's see. But shout out to the presidents for even responding to me. You know what I'm saying? Presidents makes beats. You know what I'm saying? If y'all need beats, y'all can hit them up. And, yeah. I need some beats, though, for my background. But anyway, shout out to motherfucking Goofy Bone. Today's show is talking about the DJ, man. Because, yeah. Motherfucker is getting kind of aggravated, man, you know. I work at a motherfucking club. I'm going to get my goddamn music started. It sounds a little ass backwards up in this motherfucker. My background music got. All right, here we go, people. I ain't smoking no weed yet. That's why I'm sounding kind of groggy, y'all. So y'all got to hold on. Yeah. But today's show is Do DJs Drink Free at the Club Thursday? Because it seems to be a rising problem in clubs with not compensating the DJ for what they do day in and day out. You know, so around the world, I want everybody to hit a DJ up if you know somebody. And, you know, because I want to know how you as a DJ get treated in your place of employment. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's a strip club, titty bar, dance club, techno, whatever. You know, it don't matter what kind of club. You know, I'll let you boy, let's get to the bottom of the madness and get to the top of the respect ladder. Because DJs are the backbone of the motherfucking music and entertainment industry. Without the motherfucking DJ, the artist ain't shit. the clubs ain't shit and the radio ain't shit. So the DJ is your medium to get your shit out to the world. If it wasn't for a DJ like you, motherfuckers smell so good, motherfuckers down here in Tampa Bay would not know about Goofy Bone, Six Figures, you know what I'm saying, Red Shades, and all these other hot motherfucking artists, Mo Blue, all these people from, nobody from Florida though, you feel me? And at the same time, if it wasn't for the motherfucking DJ like myself, you know what I'm saying, artists and producers and record companies such as Goofy Bone, Straight Low Records, and 805 Heat Waves, MotorHipHop.com, all these other kind of record pools and places, you know what I'm saying, wouldn't have access to get this type of music. So without us, you motherfuckers ain't shit. So therefore, we need to be treated not like we the shit, but at least like we are an important part in this whole motherfucking puzzle of breaking in the artists and getting them to the motherfucking top, which is the whole key as a DJ. It's breaking artists' records. And as an artist, it's your motherfucking job to get your ass out there, produce some good motherfucking music, develop some kind of goddamn stage presence and a fan base, you know what I'm saying? So when the motherfucking DJ go out there and spraying you, some people will accept your shit. We'll just help all the way along, you know what I'm saying, the whole party train. One thing that tripped me out at the motherfucking club is, at least Coco's Lounge, yeah, these motherfuckers don't give you free drinks. Okay, the bartender don't drink free, nor do the dancers drink free. Now, I don't give a fuck about them, because you motherfuckers ain't getting shit crunk. All right, you don't need the bartender, for one thing, don't need to be as drunk as the goddamn patrons. So therefore, no, you need to drink on your off duty, you know, or after work. Yeah, I know 3 a.m. you ain't supposed to be drinking, but yeah, man, you ain't supposed to be drinking while you trying to serve somebody that's trying to get them fucked up. Dancers. The problem with dancers drinking is you have one, that's cool. But two and three, now you sloppy drunk, and you no longer have body control or verbal motherfucking control. Yeah, then that becomes a motherfucking problem. And experienced a lot of that in the club, you know what I'm saying, when chicks get free drinks. They get so pissy drunk that they don't even know how to dance no motherfucking more. That's a goddamn problem. You know? Motherfucker told me, yeah, well, we don't get free drinks. I'm like, well, the DJ needs to get fucked up. If I'm sitting up in this bitch looking sober as anybody else, that's how the motherfucking music is going to play. Just as sober. You get the DJ fucked up just like at any party. I ain't never, ever been to a motherfucking party that I DJ. I don't give a damn if that bitch was a kiddie party. Motherfuckers went and got the DJ a bottle. They own bottle, whatever the fuck you drinking. I don't give a shit. That's for you. You ain't got to share that shit. That's you. Every single party I don't motherfucking went to, including a couple of clubs. But these motherfuckers down here, oh man, you got to run and punch a couple of motherfucking club owners in their goddamn head. Bitches done lost their mind. Alright, let me break into McNockney. You know what I'm saying? Let me do a full beam real quick. Bring him up, San Jose. My nigga Goofy Bone, you in the motherfucking building. God damn,
hey, what's up,
working
partner? How you doing?
Wow. Timmy, you did something to the ship. Yeah. Oh, shit. The bitch is kind of working right now. I'm talking about. Hold on,
shit,
man.
Shit, I got here on perfect.
Captain, I suggest the Vulcan mind probe.
No. Don't do that.
Well, no, I'm going to do that later. I got to figure out what the fuck going on. Shit is working.
Oh, no. I got here right, you know, facing you. When you beam me up, I wasn't facing the wall. Everything's working fine.
Hey, I'm telling you. This shit is kind of amazing, man. We gotta get.
Hey, brother, let me get up on this topic real quick.
Yeah, I'm talking, Mike. Go ahead. Hold on, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Goofy Bone, San Jose's finest, straight out of motherfucking Straight Low Records' own CEO. Gonna hold it down real big for this issue. He's an artist slash goddamn DJ. I don't know if them go together.
I'm a motherfucking. Goddamn, I hate all these titles.
Motherfuckers, he's a T-Pain for DJs. He's T-Paining.
Well, check this out, man. I mean, out of straight up respect, the DJ should always, always be blessed with free drinks. Why? Because he's keeping that shit cracking. Now, in Northern California, You got some clubs that will honor that, like Tunes. Shouts out to Armando at Tunes, kicking down free drinks to the homeboys and, you know, the DJs. But now if you go to San Jose Bar and Grill, you're a DJ there buying drinks. You're a DJ there spinning, making all the women jump and dance and get all nasty and naked on the dance floor. But yet you're out there buying drinks. Every 10, 15 minutes, he says, can I have a bartender come to the DJ booth, please?
Hell no.
There is, for real, it should be a mandatory law that if there's a DJ in the house, he is automatically guaranteed.
Mandatory.
These other fucking, these so-called club owners, they get these nasty little, fat, nasty-ass hoes, and I'm going to put some club owners on the motherfucking... In front status right here. Threats Gringos, we have a club out here. Me, Grizz, and my homeboy Benny Hannes, when that place first got open, we owned that motherfucker. Everything was there was for free. Until this motherfucker came in, and his name is Jason Todd. He went up in there, and he doesn't allow that extra special protection help. He doesn't allow that because he believes that his bouncers give him the most protection, which is fine. That's why they get beat up every weekend. But anyway, they give, I'm serious, DJ. These bitches ain't even worth the look. Nasty-ass, fat-ass hoes that are just there at a desperate measures and desperate times, they give them the motherfucking free drinks. But yet motherfuckers that are holding up the club, making sure that it's going proper, like me and my crew, they don't give a fuck. So that's why we let this shit fight. That's why we let things happen. Destroy their club because why? They do it to themselves.
Not
you
bad.
Should take care of the ones that take care of you instead of the ones that you think you're going to fuck, but then they just take off. They go in there for the 4 free drinks they get, and they leave and go to the next club. While you're the dumb fucking bartender thinking that you're going to get some tonight when the bitch is gone. Who's dumb
now?
They
would kill the hoes, too. Now, I ain't got no sympathy for no stripper hoes either. Because every motherfucking strip club I don't work in, it's mandatory for the motherfucking stripper hoes to pay the DJ $5. Every hoe pulls to pay the DJ $5 a piece. Plus tips. If you know what I'm saying? If a motherfucker really doing it right and getting your ass paid. Plus tips. And then the club is supposed to pay the DJ $25. You know what I'm saying? That's where the other compensation comes in. If it's 20 motherfuckers in here, you done paid me $5 a piece. And they done pay, I'm straight. But if the club ain't even paying me my $25, I still got to turn around and buy motherfucking drinks. And these hoes over here is out my, play my song, play this song, play that. Fuck nah. And now the bitch is mad because... Listen, now the bitch is mad because now the club is talking about charging them for coming in there. A $10 cover charge for them to come in there and shake their ass. I don't give a fuck. Because if you can pay them motherfuckers $10, then you need to be paying me at least $5, and then you pay the club $5. But the club is so fucked up. See, they so greedy that they ain't even, that $10 ain't even coming to compensate the DJ. That none of that money is coming to pay for the free drinks for the DJ. All that shit is coming right back into the club to the point where, dog, we got to bring our own equipment into the fucking club. What club you come into, you got to bring your own amp and speakers, mixer, the whole fucking 9 yards.
The palm. I'll give you one right now. The palm.
Man.
But anyway, you know what, Smelly? What pisses me off is you guys, how much do you, like, for a regular gig, well, how much do you get charged? Or how much do you charge?
Honestly, I charge $150. $150 a night. And that's for 6 hours. Now, I mean, that's dirt. That's actually past dirt cheap.
No. That's perfect around here. Now, you would think, okay, $5 a drink, some are 10. You know what I mean? The Beautifuls, the Henny, and what is it? I don't know what the hell. Whatever makes a Beautiful. Those things are 10 bucks. So you average, you know, probably about a good... say $700 to $1,000 a night just in drinks alone. And yet you still can't afford to just here for the DJ. Here's a beer for the DJ. You know what I mean? And
I cut the music
off.
Truth,
if it wasn't for the DJ, your bitch ass club wouldn't be hopping. Plain and simple. There's clubs out here that nobody goes to because the DJ sucks. They'd rather follow another. Oh, you got to go to the bridge?
No, I got actually miss computer lady. Hell,
well, anyways, there, one of our greatest DJs out here, his name's Nasty Nick. Now, he's got a following because why? He plays the jams. Other
Nasty
DJs
Nick.
Out here, what's another DJ's name?
We ain't talking about drink specials. We talking about for the goddamn DJ.
Yeah,
you
we're
know.
Talking about free drinks for the
free
DJ.
Free drinks for the DJ.
Law.
I mean, if the DJ, hey, Miss PC, you live on the motherfucking Star City Smelly Pot. How you doing today, girl? It's Miss PC Bone, everybody. Welcome to the Shizzo.
Hey, everybody. I'm doing great. Thank you all for those of you who came to the show. Enjoyed having you here.
Oh, I don't know
I
why they're laughing.
I didn't go to the show. Well, what show?
Why they was laughing
at see, Smelly stopped by.
Yeah, at the stopped. End, at the end. Yeah. My bad.
No, that's
what
not
show?
Right.
Wait a minute. I'm lost here.
Okay. Oh, first of all, good afternoon, babe.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm doing great.
There's not a minute that goes by where I don't
shit.
Think of you.
If this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Because
as
of you, Miss Computer
it's
Lady,
not that
I always
yay!
Take my chicken and mashed potatoes.
No, it's not that kind of party. Let's get that. No, what happened was I interviewed Roy Hodge, a fellow Toledo, Ohioan, who is president and CEO of REA.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
Systems, and for those.
And when was this?
Just finished it.
You know, Miss Computer Lady, Facebook has a thing that says, you know, you could broadcast your show through Facebook. Did you know that?
I
so next time you have
that
a show, I want you to post it on my page because I feel all left out of the cold because, A, I'm your fiancé, and, B, if I don't know that there's a show, I feel like the dumb fuck. Everyone went there and had a great time, but, oh, Goofy Bones over here smoking a blunt looking stupid. It doesn't make sense, Miss Computer Lady. I need you to post your shows on my page.
Well, next time, number one, I will post the shows on your page. And also, number two, when was the last time you checked your email?
What email?
We mean short email.
Well, they got email? What's that?
No, not that.
I check my email every day, Miss Computer Lady. Why would you send
me? You got the notice?
Yeah, I sent you a show reminder.
Yes.
Oh, well,
even
honey,
though
you
I don't pay
remember,
attention to the mug
I'm on vacation
man.
From Blog Talk Radio.
That's true, but even though you're
I'm not
on
vacation from Facebook, so you got to remember that.
Okay. Well, I will make doubly sure.
Hey, have you
get put on your Facebook page?
Okay.
Hold on. Hey, you guys checked out the new live stream, man. I've been updating with new videos and shit, man. So, you know, I got handling bills. I got Let's Go. I got some new videos on there. Y'all need to sit and check that shit out. I got some commercials in the mixing so I can show y'all, you know, get you prepared on how the shit going to pop. You know, January 1st is going down. So, check it out.
I'm trying to throw a Blog Talk Radio Christmas party. When do you think a good date should be?
Who the fuck celebrates Christmas?
Some of us,
believe it or not.
I'm doing
on,
the Kwanzaa.
Smelly, I got a child, okay? He believes
in
Santa
Claus.
I'm doing
Kwanzaa Xmas then. All right. All right.
My son believes
in
Santa Claus.
Yeah, and give Boo News a hug and kiss for him.
Yeah, he's seen Santa Claus yesterday. Oh, no, Monday. I will, Miss Computer Lady.
Thank you.
You know, I have to be in the traditional Christmas attire when it comes to Christmas time when you have children. Because they expect gifts, like Boo News. If there's a bone that's wrapped in a bow, he'll rip that shit open and take it. Go back to his room. But anyways, in reality, Christmas is Christmas, and you have to celebrate.
Knock yourself out. As long as you motherfuckers don't send me shit, because I ain't sending you shit, no cards, no nothing. I don't do none of that shit. I call and say, happy holidays, and that's it. Ain't no bar
well,
humbug type nigga.
I'm gonna tell you something right now, brother. You better not be no Grinch when I call you and say, "Hey, brother, happy Christmas." Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, people be expecting, oh, I don't do all that gift giving and all that shit. Because I do it year round, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I give me year fucking round. Anytime you need something, goddamn it, I'm going to give it and on fucking a day out of the year. Nah, man. I don't feed motherfuckers once a year. I feed people every motherfucking day.
Now, see,
that's what keeps people going and knowledge.
I have to commend you for that. And that's the thing. Why is it that we get all nice and everything around this time of the year and get all commercialized and everything when you should be helping your fellow man?
It's a system. It's a system that's
set
up to keep you broke.
It's our program.
It's a system that's set up at the beginning of the year. We got your ass partying to get you started again. Back into the motherfucking work-minded ethic, so you work a whole year long, won't save up a motherfucking thing, but some shit to buy some Walmart bullshit at the end of the year, to waste it all on some unappreciative-ass fucking kids that you don't motherfucking discipline, but spoil them with all this old bullshit. That is
Amen
what Christmas has amounted to. Not what it was about, it's what it has amounted to.
It's too commercial.
You feel me? Now it's bullshit.
That.
Yeah, now it's just for Walmart to motherfucking kill y'all on these plastic-ass dangerous toys that's got lead poison and all this other shit. But until your kid play with it a year later, and that's when they come back and want to tell you, hey, don't play with G.I. Joes and all this old fuck shit that we grew up on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot, I remember those.
So, I mean, come on, man. It ain't really no holly shit about it, you know what I'm saying? Not the way they play it up. It's nothing beautiful about it no more. They even really took Santa out of the picture. Now Santa's fucking on CBS. You feel me? Come
actually,
on now, Santa getting pussy on TV. So how can you
Harold
flip TV?
Our good friend from Club SON, he posted a picture of Santa nailing some chick in the back. It was hilarious.
Hell no! I'm
well,
just saying.
Y'all
that's
talking,
the
y'all were talking about the plight of the DJs earlier and what they got.
Well, no, we just saying this is my thing. I work at Coco's Lounge. The bartenders, the strippers, nor the DJs get any free drinks. That makes absolutely no sense. Never heard that in any motherfucking club. Period. No, never heard that at a party. Every party I done went to, we get our own bottles if it ain't your own drink.
Well, you see, and when I have that chance, I need to bring you up here to Toledo, Ohio, because the DJs we have around here, let's say if it's for a party, wedding reception, or the like, not only would you get drinks free, well, you have to bring your equipment too, but also we make sure you get fed.
Well, no, yeah, but I mean, we ain't really doing the food in the club. At the parties, yeah. I mean,
the
King Swing-a-Ling. And I'm going to leave it like that because you'd be a woman or a man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's the King Swing-a-Ling, though. I mean, what if you cater to them, they the ones that's supposed to make your shit pop. I mean, now if you shortchange them at the beginning, don't want to pay them, and then only want to give them a drink, then you bring them half a plate of food, or you let them eat last when, like, all the fucking food, then they're gone. How you think a motherfucker going to feel? It's going to reflect in his plan. It's going to reflect in mine. I can't go outside and smoke. Y'all motherfuckers don't even smoke around this bitch. Shit.
Well, you know how
Hell
many smoky places there are nowadays?
No, not with my smoke.
No, but you're smoke. Oh, okay.
Shit. No, I ain't talking about cigarette smoke. Sorry, we don't do tobacco
I know
over
you
here.
Weren't.
Yeah, we ain't. But in my club, yeah, I'm burning it down. I'm the smokiest thing up in that motherfucker. But if I still spend $20 to come up in this bitch for me to have a good time on my herb, you feel me? I think that you need to at least give me a motherfucking beer. At least a free beer tab, if anything. You know what I'm saying? Gin is the cheapest shit in the fucking club. That's why I drink I don't drink no top shelf shit. I'm a nodded head nigga. Give me old motherfucking cheap ass Seagram's gin, which is the cheapest shit in there. And I'm happy. These bitches can't even do that. I ain't asking for fucking Tanqueray, Grey Goose, and all that shit. I want the cheap shit, just the shit I buy at the store. Can't even get that. Can't even get a Heineken. Can't even get a Krugweiser for free.
Oh, wow. That's something.
That is bad. That is fucked up. I mean, we in here pumping up. And the real bad part of it is, okay, if this is a bar in the lounge and I'm only trying to pump up people to come onto the dance floor, okay, that's cool. But now, this scenario, these motherfuckers done cut off the dance floor, put three stages up for motherfucking hold the dance, and you got 12, last night it was 13 strippers stripping in down there a 5x5 space.
How they fall fit in there?
I mean, tell me. I mean, shit, damn near these motherfuckers was stripping in the DJ booth. That bitch was so packed. You know what I'm saying?
And they didn't bump into the table or nothing.
Well, the way the DJ is set up, so we don't play none of that house party, you know, bump the table bullshit. Mm-hmm. But for the amount of people that was in there, first it was unfair to the dancers because there was too many motherfucking dancers for the space. You know what I'm saying? They taking up three dances. I ain't never seen this. Three dances on poles. And you got five motherfuckers running around on the ground.
No way.
How who making money? Plus you're trying to do lap dances.
That's
at a bar and lounge. Not a club, people. I'm talking about a bar and lounge. The hood bar where just the hood come like Cheers.
Mm-hmm.
To come and have a drink, everybody know your name type shit.
Right.
And now you got these motherfuckers from Chi-Town, Chicago, flew their ass in and trying to flip the script. And implement some other shit that, you know what I'm saying, really, and it's so fucked up that it's a school right across the goddamn street.
Now, wait a minute. According to zoning, isn't... Never mind.
Exactly. The whole point, the only thing they was grandfathered in to do was to sell liquor, was alcohol. And hey, you got to have a special permit to even do the strip club shit anywhere. I don't give a damn. You talking about bikini, topless, or whatever. If a motherfucker's in there doing some kind of live entertainment, there's a permit for it. They need to get paid. And I'm talking about the city, not the motherfucking dancers.
Right. And actually, what you charge, if you were up here, man, because I know DJs that minimum.
They charge me, man. They charge like $250, $3, all that. You feel me?
Oh,
and yeah, well, me, I'm dirt cheap. That's why I do it, because I don't want no complaint. You know what I'm saying? If you can do 150 for me, then okay, yeah, we're going to be craving. And I'm going to come in that bitch and rock that motherfucker, because the same raggedy motherfucker that charge you $250, $300 and they still being babies about the night and shit and want you to kiss their ass, them the motherfuckers I come and shit on.
Well, I'll just tell you something that I know. I mean, you're good if you can get them like around $500. And that's minimal for what they call the quote-unquote good DJs. And not only do you have to make sure there's a deposit paid beforehand, you gotta make sure they have their drinks and make sure they're fed, and you know, again, not the leftovers after almost everybody else eats and all of that. Now that's for a good, you know, I'm calling.
I remember one party, a house party. Oh man, it started out, yeah, we had free beer and shit. The beer ran out.
Ooh,
motherfuckers, but motherfuckers, instead of, and everybody, you know, I drink white liquor, you know, I don't drink brown liquor, so that's all that was left. It was like Renault, Remy, Hennessy, I don't drink none of that fuck shit.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, them motherfuckers went out to the liquor store and bought my own motherfucking little $20 bottle of motherfucking Tanqueray. My own, that same pint that I had in Las Vegas, Goofy. Bitch went out. Oh, okay. He hung up. But motherfucker went out and bought that same setup for me. You know what I'm saying? And that was me. Everybody doing their brown liquor thing and all that. I'm over here, you know what I'm saying, catered to me. Doing, you know what I'm saying? Man, we jammed that bitch so fucking hard. I mean, that part of there. And went home with like, you know what I'm saying, like 3 or 4 plates. You know what I'm saying? Wrapped up. You know, ain't have to go nowhere to be up. That's fucked up when a DJ got to go and fix his own food and shit. You know, all that shit. All that's in the workings of hell to the no.
Wow. And for those listening in, I'm not saying that in my whole time that a lot of DJs are not good. There are a lot of excellent DJs. Just that a lot of times around here and in anywhere, you try to develop like a reputation. And when you ask people, like, who's a good DJ for this function, that function, you know, you try to make sure your name is in the name of, you know, whoever is talking about you. So that's what I meant by that.
Oh. I do that, but not really. I pick up stuff. Like when I'm DJing on my night, You know, this is how you could tell a real DJ and old bust ass nigga that's just out for fame for himself. When you go into a club and you as a DJ walk into the club and another DJ doesn't acknowledge you, that's a bust ass DJ. I don't fuck with niggas like that. When you come into a club and like I'm more of a you know, MC when it comes to the club on my nights. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I do both. I can talk on the mic and, you know what I'm saying, play the music. Most motherfuckers can only play music and really can't work that motherfucker mic. I mean, really keep people interested. So what I do is, you know, I volunteer my time. I jump on the mic, you know what I'm saying, spray it, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? And give more love to the DJ that's actually spinning the music, because I ain't got shit to do with what's going on. But to try to instruct people to do certain things. That's what I'm doing. All right, I need y'all niggas to tip. You know what I'm saying? I need y'all niggas to tip. Okay, I need all broke niggas to get the fuck up out of here. Okay, these are just simple instructions, you know what I'm saying, that I got. Very simple instructions, you know what I'm saying? You know, I do shit like school. Broke niggas, raise your hand. Okay? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, security, get these broke niggas the fuck up out of here. Yes, I call security on niggas. If you broke and you know it, get the fuck up out of here. We don't play that shit. Ain't hell no. Nah. You're wasting time in an establishment. That's like coming into the club broke. Why the fuck are you in the club broke? I mean, I had motherfuckers stealing cigarettes. I had motherfuckers stealing cigarettes from me. Now, what?
You trying to get a hookup, too. Hey, that still happens.
Bitch stealing cigarettes from me. So, I mean, what the fuck is you doing in the club? Get your ass the fuck up out of here. Raise your hand. If you're drunk and you know it, you got no money, raise your hand. Now get the fuck up out of here. Yeah, that's my instructions. I'm quick to. I don't call security for no fights. Fights get you know, let out and they keep going. But motherfucking broke nigga up in here or broke bitch. Oh yeah, you get security calls. I call management on your motherfucking ass to get the hell up out of here. Because all that old free sitting around and touching on pussy and all that, and you ain't tipping me or tipping the dancers or ain't going to the goddamn bar, and you sitting right here like you a motherfucking 17-year-old, hell to the nah. Like you just seen pussy? Shit, nah. Them the type of motherfuckers that's a no-go, and you got to get the fuck about it. That's what the internet for. Take your ass to the house and watch this shit on the motherfucking internet if you want to see some free meat. But up in the motherfucking club, nah. No, people got to get paid. That's the whole point of you coming in and wanting to be entertained. From the time you come into that door, if it ain't no music on, you going to do what? Walk the fuck back out of it. If you walk into a strip club and it ain't no motherfuckers in there dancing, I don't give a fuck how jamming the music is. Bitch, I came in here to see some motherfucking titties and ass. If I wanted to go to a club and get on the dance floor, I would have went down the street to the club with the dance floor. We ain't got that nowadays, though. Now you got club owners that want to rip off everybody, which you can't even get mad. Yeah, you can't even get mad because it ain't like they just shitting on the DJ. They shitting on every single thing that makes the club work.
Mm-hmm.
They shitting on every single thing, even to the point of one night, you know what I'm saying, and I had to custody the security out quickly after that. But motherfucker actually wanted to charge me one night for coming into the goddamn club.
For what reason?
Cause they see me coming in with my little cart. I come in with my little cart. I got blunts, cigars, half a Tampa's Black. I sell all that shit. I got a one-man little snack cart that I come in and make me about $100 off of one little fucking cart. Motherfuckers mad because, you know, I'm a hustler. They got a goddamn snack machine in the same place, though, that sells tobacco out the snack machine. Every single thing in that bitch is $2 for singles. $7 a pack for anything else. So when I come in, I'm short-stopping instantly. Everything I sell is a buck. You know what I'm saying? Cigarettes, two for a dollar. You know what I'm saying? They don't even do that nowhere. So, you know, of course, niggas see me making money, but I ain't got shit to do with what the fuck, you know what I'm saying, y'all doing tonight. Because on Tuesday nights, that's my night. That's when I come in here and I make it rain. I make it happen for this club. So any other night, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's my VIP privilege to come up in this bitch and do what the fuck ever I do, as long as it's not in disruption of the club.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, man, these motherfuckers went so far to talk about, man, I say, man, you hold on then. If you're going to charge me, you hold on. That's how you pull motherfuckers' whole cards, too. Because I told Zad, well, let me go talk to the management real quick. Oh, no, nah, man, Smell, you all right, dog. Go on in, man. You all right. Just go on in. No, fuck, nigga, don't try me with that old whole shit. Because you trying to dick, you know what I'm saying, peep out what the fuck I'm making. You worrying about what the fuck I'm bringing in. So you want to get a little piece of what the fuck I'm bringing in. It went to the point where I used to sell drinks, cold drinks out of the back of my van. I come in there, you know what I'm saying, they got a damn big-ass ice cooler. It makes ice all fucking day long to the point where the bitch overflows till they can't even get all the ice. I come in there and get a bucket of ice. A bucket of ice to put over my drinks. These bitches turn around telling me $3 for a bucket. The DJ. The DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Because they see me making profit. They see me making, and they're not paying me. The club does not pay me at all. The
right.
Individual promoter for that night is the one that pays me. Any other night, I ain't getting paid for no free MCing, no none of that shit, nor do we get free drinks. I mean, a nigga got to cut the music off. I have literally had to cut the music off and say, fuck y'all, if we don't get no motherfucking drinks, bitch, we're not cutting no music back on. And motherfuckers will put money together and buy some motherfucking drinks. But that looks so fucking retarded as far as the club. That looks absolutely retarded. Well, your patrons got to motherfucking take up a goddamn church collection just so the DJ can fucking drink.
Yeah, and that reflects bad on that club, too, because the world...
I'm saying in the club, period. The club, period. Management, y'all ain't ass backwards. Y'all is Willie Lynch backwards. I mean, y'all is Willie Lynch 1712 backwards.
Mm-hmm. That's too far back.
Man. I don't know. Well, all right, let me do what DJs do. I got to get into some music, people. So y'all already know. Let me, matter of fact, because I got to roll up and smoke something. I said, shit, I had to buy this from the goddamn club, too. What the fuck kind of shit is that? Damn. But, motherfuckers want to walk up to you and ask you for free blunts, free blacks, and all this and shit, you know what I'm saying, because they managing the night of the club. Fuck no, I don't play that shit. Hell to no. Only thing I give out in the club is free rubbers.
And trying to get in your game.
That's all I give out. I give out free rubbers. Motherfuckers like, damn, dog, why you? Because you bitches don't wrap it up anyways. That's the whole problem with the motherfucking community. You nasty motherfuckers around here talking about all this, that, it's this condom, that. Bitch, I don't give a fuck if it just said condom, a yellow wrapper with condom on that motherfucker. Put four of them on. If you unsecure or if it's just you so big dick nigga where your shit busting every one of them. No, that is called you don't know how to put a fucking rubber on. And you is not grabbing a tip and you just putting that bitch on like the goddamn umbrella commercial that's playing on my little video show. Watch live stream and I got a condom commercial on there. That bitch there is past fucking hilarious. But it's worth watching. But that's the whole thing, man. Yeah, I tell them, because even youth in the neighborhood, little kids walk up to me, little 14, 15-year-old, ooh, what they miss? Take them. That's what they is. Because you little nasty motherfuckers is running around here trying to be grown. You know what I'm saying? At least wrap your shit up. And these little nasty-ass girls is holding their legs and letting y'all motherfuckers slide up in them without a rubber on. So, I ain't trying to deter the fact that you bitches having sex. I'm just trying to deter the fact you bitches having raw sex, because you're going to do what the fuck you want to do anyway. You're going to hit the blunt anyways because your mama's smoking around you. So I ain't got shit to do when you come around me and I'm smoking my shit. I ain't finna put it up. Hell no. Nah. And your mama ain't motherfucking closing the door when she in there fucking and making sexual sounds. So she exposing you to that shit and she being that disrespectful. How the hell you going to learn respect on the streets?
Goes to show you.
So... Hey, let's go ahead and sex aside. You want sex aside? Get your workout on. Oh, not with me, Miss Computer Lady. I'm sorry. Goofy Bone, we need you, dog. We need you. Let's all sit down, take this blunt and pass it around.
around as I get done rubbing this baby girl. She don't even know I'm gonna rock her world. And that's how Goofy Bone likes to do it. Get her all nasty, mixing up fluids. Let me show you how I put in work with my tongue all up in her mini skirt. See her ride, roll back, her legs are all shaking. Poor girl, I know she's in for a break-in. Let's take a ride up in my car. I'll take you to my house to make you a porn star. Once she's in the room, I gotta get her going. I'm hitting so hard and the shit keeps flowing. Like waterfalls from this poetic D. It's only six or size as you can see.
Now we can do it all damn night. Let me get between your thighs.
Oh, no.
Any position that you like.
Right.
Come on baby, let's exercise.
Exercise, exercise.
You wanna work out, let's exercise. Fuck going to a gym, we can do it in the room. Come on baby, let's exercise.
I don't like to exercise. Baby, it ain't hard to tell. This game that I spit to your ear, I can have you in a spell. The way that you move your body got me hypnotized. I love the way that you're looking at me in the room with your fuck me eyes. Then I reply, come on baby, let's exercise. Let me rub your back, hold your waist in between your thighs. Let me eat your pussy, let me taste your juice. In the middle of the night, I'ma have you screaming, Bruce, Bruce.
Now we can do it all damn night.
Yeah.
Let me get between your thighs.
Oh, no.
Any condition that you like.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, baby, let's exercise.
Exercise, exercise.
You wanna work out, let's exercise. Fuck over to a gym, we can do it in the room. Come on, baby, let's exercise.
Exercise, I hit it right. Front, side, to side. I work it out, yeah, I work it right. Early in the morning, yeah, late at night. Shaking like Vegas, like gotta get it over, cause the toes so nice. Peace been dropping, get a pretty spray popping. Impact her all the way to the stock. Something true, I cocked the Boston, rubbed on me, hell yeah, I'm all in between. Fuck that mole, baby girl, just scream. Come a little close, I'ma come with your feet. Make it pretty square while you fucking in that skirt. Drop the Swiss, now show me what it's worth. You want a real fancy, you want a real rough. 6 feet test me, fucking like a truck.
Now we can do it all damn night. Let me get between your thighs. Any position that you like.
Yeah.
Come on baby, let's exercise.
Exercise, exercise.
You wanna work out, let's exercise. Fuck going to a gym, we can do it in the room. Come on baby, let's exercise. Now we can do it all damn night.
Yeah.
Let me get between your thighs.
No.
Any position that you like.
Yeah.
Come on baby, let's exercise.
Exercise, exercise.
You wanna work out, let's exercise. Fuck going to a gym, we can do it in the room. Come on baby, let's exercise.
Concerned with how a dude lives. BT Ham living MTV Cribs. Either that or she's ready to
burn that bridge. When she figures out that earth don't fit, I won't be there cause of what she did. I don't backtrack, it's a roll like Jack, and I won't come back no more, no more. So tell your mama and tell your pa how you passed up a superstar. Or because you wanna judge a man by his car instead of his heart, and on that as a part to call me ugly.
Something like this. You're holding down. It's holding me. Holding down. Got you. good, what's good? This your boy SFN Visuals, always checking in with DJ Smell So Good, aka DJ FTP, aka DJ For the People. Fuck the police, you know what I'm talking about? Hell yeah, 2009, always out.
Yeah, y'all already know. Shouts out to motherfucking dog Tito right there. Y'all need some graphics, man. I got a graphics, man, for you. He do websites and all that shit. He's going to be hooking up the official Wrecking the Game Entertainment website. Coming soon, man, where we're going to be broadcasting live. You know what I'm saying? Going to be doing the radio TV. It's going to be Wrecking the Game Radio TV. Official web page, you know what I'm saying? Where y'all going to be able to come directly there, man. Enjoy the show and also enjoy the TV show, you know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Pick up mixtapes and all that other good shit. And that's coming up, you know what I'm saying? January 1st, man, we launched a lot of shit. Trying to do a lot of projects, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so it's going down. Shouts out to everybody up in here. Let me beam my good old peoples back up in this piece, you know what I'm saying? We got Miss Computer Lady representing Ohio, you know what I'm saying? And then we got Setty J, Setty Baby Powder Fresh J, representing Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. Which is not a real word, but, you know, shit, we make up new shit every day, y'all. Hard Beam, let's get them on back in there, people. Goddamn beam working. Beam it up, Scotty. Uh-oh. Damn it.
Hey,
there we
Smelly.
Go, people. What's happening?
Hey, let me call you right back. I got a business call coming through, so I'll hit you.
You gonna hit me? I'm going to hit you first. You know what
I'm
saying?
The other head.
Oh, you want to hit this weed? I just rolled it up.
No, no, not that either.
Oh. Yeah, no, shit.
Okay, let me translate. I'll call you back in a moment.
That's what time it is. That's what
okay.
time it is. Shout out to Miss PC. Let me beam her off. Y'all hold on just a second, y'all. Beam off real quick. Got my nigga Sally J up in this mofo. Sally J, say what's up, my retarded homeboy.
What's up, what's good, man?
In the motherfucking building. What the other retarded goofball ass motherfucker at? Goofball, where you at? You want to speak? You want to say what's up? You gonna, I think
Yay!
There you go. Speaking of shit. All right, man. We got motherfucking Sally Baby Powder Fresh J. You know what I'm saying? Trilateral Commission, Trilateral Radio. That's what we do, man. Florida to Texas to Cali and everywhere in between, man. We got this bitch on motherfucking click, clack, lock. And what you got new, brother? What you got new, man? What you got going on?
I was telling in regard to the goofy comment that there's no more city on the radio. And I'm like, what the hell does that mean? And then whoever said I wasn't going to be on the radio anymore?
Because you're going commercialized, man. You're selling out to the
No, this is going on. Okay, they're still going to let me do my show the way I do my show. They're just going to help me fund my show. So I still need to do everything I want to do, promote independent artists, do exactly what
shit,
I was doing before.
If this going to be that
they're
kind of
gonna
party,
help.
I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
So, yeah, cause they like the direction I was going with my show, like helping with independent artists and help with up and coming artists. And so, like they have artists too. They wanted me to help them promote. So I'm gonna help promote their artists as well as artists that I've been doing too. So that's the thing with that. So I'm like, okay. And so now I have to deal with a PR team and all this good stuff now. And it's wild, man. I'm like, you know, you told me in March when I started the show that was going to happen. I didn't, it just happened now. I wouldn't think that. I'd be like, no.
Yeah,
I would think
it's happening
now.
Man. We've been pushing for it. I mean, I've been making a couple of little contacts here and there, you know what I'm saying? Like, I hooked up with Harry Spears, you know what I'm saying? And he been sending me some exclusives. But, you know, I don't really fuck with the industry, you know what I'm saying? But you got to have some hands in the industry, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, Harry Spears,
right.
If y'all
don't
know,
about me,
Harry Spears
about
is,
me doing
is
what
actually Britney Spears' role manager. So, you know, he be sending me cuts and stuff, you know, asking me to play him on the show. But like I be telling him, I'm like, man, look, we only play indie artists on the show.
He was like, man, you know, Smell, man, I got you, dog. I'm going to, you know, hook you up with some pills or something. I don't take pills, man. I don't do that Rush Limbaugh. All right, man, well, I'll hook you up. I'll hook you up with something else, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, all right, man, fuck it, man, you know. So let me take a quick little break, man. Let me get to this exclusive. This is a regular game exclusive. This is how we do, man. So, you know, when we hook up with industry, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers in the industry, you know, this is how we represent for y'all, right here live. Start to smell the pride.
I think I farted again. I made
no Britney Spears.
Offended my friends.
Available on iTunes, Cramazon.com, and you can pick it up at eBaby. Y'all have to,
I ripped a big bar. I feel so ashamed. Oh, baby, baby, please don't think I'm a hog. I swear it's the dog. She's got that statue. Yeah.
Brittany, before you go on stage, there's something I want you to have.
Oh, it's beautiful, but... wait a minute, isn't this...
Yes, yes it is. Gas X and Bino. Went down the pharmacy to get it for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
I had no choice, baby.
Oops, I farted again.
Yeah.
There's no one to blame.
All right, y'all. Y'all give it up. Oh, man. Y'all give it up, man. For fucking Harry Spears sent me that Britney Spears exclusive. I got one more, but I'm going to save that till after the nutty news. You know what I'm saying? Cause, you know, that I know y'all hunger for that. I mean, y'all been waiting for that. You know, because y'all just used to, you know, Britney exposing herself on TV and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Well, she exposing herself right here on Star. She's a smelly prize, too, goddammit. That's real. Finish with... hold on, brother. Let me give you some background music. I apologize, my brother. Let me give you some background music. Go ahead and finish what you're saying, brother. Finish your statement.
Yeah, man.
Motherfucker, you on the line. What kind of shit is that? Like, I'm talking to myself.
Basically, man, like I was saying before, that was my whole thing. I didn't want to, if other people come at me and reach out to me, I wouldn't be able to do what I still was doing. I wouldn't want to stray me right before I was doing it first. And so that's why I was good at work. So I was good at work with them because they don't allow me to do what I've been doing. And that's basically what the whole point has been the whole time. We've tried a lot of radios that we'll work
at cut uncensored. That's the whole focus is to stay real radio, uncut, uncensored, unfiltered. I'm telling you, dog. This is president setting right here. Of what the fuck we doing? Bitches do not want to hear all that bleep, boop, beep, boop. Fuck that. Keep kids off of the fucking network, which is how the shit should be anyway. Motherfucking radio should have a kids channel specifically set up for kids. It should be some kind of diabolical way that if you're riding in the car, you know what I'm saying, the kids don't even hear what you're listening to. You know, all the fucking TV screens and shit, they should just have headphones where the kids is only listening to kid-type music. You feel me? And that right. Should come standard on every fucking car. So you can be out there listening to all that dirty shit while they sitting in the back, you know what I'm saying, listening to Barney or whatever the fuck else.
Oh, I got something tonight. Shoot, y'all did, man. People are deaf with their kids to bed. Because I got a website called Dirty Booty Online. And they're like one of the fastest growing.
Let's go check it out. Let's go check it out. Dirty Booty.
Yeah, and like people, as soon as you hear the name, a lot of people are like dirty, but dirty is in a sense of like basically what we just talked about now, of realness, like, you know.
It says
real
porn, man. What you talking about, bro?
Oh, what's that corn? I put it down in here. Oh, darn it.
How you spell it?
I'm putting it into the chat room now. It's D-U-R-T-Y-B-O-O-T-Y.
Oh, Dirty Booty Online.
Okay. Uh-huh.
All right,
so,
people.
No, I've been cross-promoting them. Because they're doing pretty good. I mean, they got to, they already 4,000 members, and they've only been open for a month and a half now. And you know how they got a lot of people? They're doing exactly what we're doing the radio show. Going on Tiny Chat.
This is asingles.net.
You click that one?
It's asingles.net. That's what it say.
I don't know. I clicked the link and it took me straight to the site. Click the second one I put on there.
Yeah, because I put it in myself and that shit ain't working. No, people, we're not trying to find porn. I mean, I can find that on my own.
It's not. I mean, there's scenes on there. It's like, woo, it's wild and uncut, man. We're not trying to find porn.
Sound like where I need to be at. Sound like my place to be. Let's find out.
They're dubbing it as adult MySpace.
I'm a dirty booty. You're a dirty booty. One, you like to be a dirty booty. Two, why does she have white stuff on her booty? Okay, I'm gonna leave that one alone. I'm gonna leave that one alone.
You're supposed to be like.
Look at Sandy J up there talking about Dirty Booty Live. Oh, shit. Man, y'all got some thick girls up in this bitch, yeah. Yeah. So you can set up a profile and all that same shit?
Yep. You can set a profile. I got my show on there, everything.
Oh, y'all even like me.
It's crazy, man. I mean, I just see the stuff on that site.
I see this shit already with these damn featured images and shit. Bitch sucking on a titty and shit. Like, what the? Alrighty then. Yeah, join our community today. But now, listen, you know we can set this up ourselves, which is what we need to do.
Oh, yeah.
It's a site. Fuck, what the hell is it called? Because the same dudes, TampaRap.com, use it. You know what I'm saying? The same site they use, it's a hosting website. We can set up our own social network, which is all this shit is. You got to think about with all the people that we already got, me, you, and motherfucking Goofy, if we set that shit up, and then with all of our hosts that we will have, you know what I'm saying, join that community, man, we'll kick their ass within, you know what I'm saying, the first 2 weeks we'll have that 4,000. You bring IB, right. Miss Computer Lady, Tasha, me, yeah, that's 6-7 people. And then Mouse, well, I ain't heard from Mouse, but hell yeah. Man, please, then you know DA and everybody else going to want to jump on that shit, you know what I'm saying? I mean, but we talking about not this type of network. I'm talking about a social network for motherfuckers who really want to socialize and get, you know, hear music, see real photos and videos of interesting shit. You know what I'm saying? Actually get a chance to, you know, participate in actual radio shows. You know what I'm saying? Get
that's
come to this site for your interviews,
yesterday.
For all that. You know what I'm saying? This your one-stop shop for everything. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else just want to be a damn... you know, come in and set up a profile and then that's it. No, this is where you can come set up your profile, but then also, you know, get updates on all the shit that's going around town in our areas. You know what I'm saying? Then you can catch on all the shows in case you miss shows or whatever. And then we can all have our shows on here. So everybody on the fucking site all damn day long, because they come into your show, then next my show, then next, you feel me? Everybody's shows are generating straight off the site.
Right, that's what I'm doing with Dust Spot, my site Dust Spot. I'm about to buy it to make the UR instead of .ning. I'm about to buy by the URL to make it dustfire.com. And
yeah, but do dot org. Don't do the dot com. Do dot org. Do dot org. Mostly a majority of these social networks are dot org. I don't know if that gives you more bandwidth or whatever. I don't know what that puts you on, but that's what I've seen. It's either dot org or dot net. The majority of them are dot org or dot net. We need Miss Computer Lady to call back in to answer that one. Because it's a difference between the .com, .net, and .org. It's some kind of search engine difference, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to looking up, finding you easily online. But the .com is more popular, you feel me?
Right.
But I think that .org and .us and all that shit means something else, you know what I'm saying, more specific for our needs. But, yeah, I see you. Yeah, I'm definitely, hold on, let me beam Goofy on. He might be able to tell me what the hell that means, too. The Educated Mexican. Let's bring him on.
There you go. We're coming at nice.
Goddamn smart ass Mexican up on this motherfucker.
Cue the music. Da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da
da da da da
go find some
Goofy.
Hey, so Sandy, what's up with dirtybooty.com or whatever the heck?
Oh,
because I went up on there and I seen a couple of gang rivals up on there. Those Mexicans in blue, those are my gang rivals right there. So it's like,
oh, they're
hell
on there.
No.
I didn't even know they're on that site.
The first dude that's on the page.
It says, look, go to gallery, you'll see a bunch of Mexicans in blue.
Yeah.
Those are my gang rivals right there.
Wow.
Any Mexican in blue. Them
what
my
the
gang
fuck?
Rivals.
Sorry, y'all. What kind of gang members are y'all, though? You bitches online. Ain't no gangsters. Ain't no virtual gangsters.
Hey, believe me. That's why I never post no gang shit, because I don't gang bang online. I gang bang in the streets. And when I do, I handle my business.
We got to do a show about that. Online gang bangers.
Well, you can start with the Milwaukee folks.
I call them e-gangsters. That's what I call them.
Hey, so, Seti, what is this? What is this?
Oh, that's well, they're gonna be my show tonight, late night, and yeah. So, as you go to that site, you see some shit on there.
No, but I mean, what is the site for? Like, well, what's the purpose of the site?
Oh, that purpose of that site is like to have, to be more expressive of your sensual side or whatnot. And so, you can feel free to do what you want to do. And
man, it's another fucking sex site. Goddamn Moco space. It's all the fuck it is.
Yeah.
Everybody goddamn.
He put it. I could have put it out and
yeah, bitches biting off of Moco space. There's all.
Hey, so what?
I ain't mad at them, though. I ain't mad at them.
Fuck bitches on this site.
I ain't mad because they all this shit. I'm trying to catch up. I'm trying to catch up to them. So, I've been working up for a bit, though. So we've been.
Hey, you have to be 18 to sign up on this thing. I'm not 18.
You're not 18.
Nah, man. You know we only motherfucking 17 and a half.
They do screen on it.
You're only 17 and a half, man.
The whole fucking day to get on the damn site.
I had to have Smelly buy my beer.
Cause I looked 18. I looked at 18, so that was good enough. He was like, "Fuck it," we know it's 21, but you guys look 18. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, that shit is. Carding us everywhere. Hey, you guys got your ID? What the fuck? Get the fuck out of here. Hey, I'm almost 50 years old, bitch. You want to card me?
Y'all doing too much.
Hey, Vicetti, congratulations on your convict promotions. And, brother, we always riding with you day in, day out. So just whatever little help you need from us, we'll be glad to help you out, brother.
We damn sure right there. But the check's rolling in right there, brother. Right there. Right there with you.
I know, man. The moment I'm done, because I'm supposed to be going to Cali soon.
Hey, brother, without the trilateral, bro, you wouldn't be where you at, bro. I ain't trying to say nothing, but, hey,
Oh, no, I mean, I give nothing but credit to everybody, because I mean, that's one of the first things I already say is, like, y'all were one of the first, y'all the couple of first shows I ever went to on here before I really started doing my show. And y'all kind
of
pushed me.
Hey, you know, Seti, you know, one of the first shows, it was the 420 show that you were on.
I know. That was when I first met both of you at the same time. That was funny. What a day to meet the two of y'all on 420.
No, I was going through old footage because on the 420 show, we were videotaping it, plus we were on TV. And then I was like, hey, look at this guy right here. I was all, you know me, when I look at something, I'll just blurt it out. And I was like, what is this, Chetty J? And I was like, oh, no, it's Seti J right here when you were on Skype. I was like, yeah, look, we got these people, we got DJ Smell So Good online. And I was like, yeah, that was the first times I met Seti. I was like, hey, shout out to the weed for bringing us together. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Hey, but I'll tell you, that 420 show that we did on Smelly Show and my show, man, we motherfucking tore it up because – not only did we go on Monty Torres' show to yell at
Aaron. Yeah, Aaron ran it back and clarified the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody went on there and said, happy 420, they said, oh, that's a stupid holiday or some shit like
and
that.
And that was it. And that was it. That's all it took. Hell on wheels. Boy, it was like the Calvary. Smokers Calvary came in that bitch and was like, bitches, who talk about the smokers? Shit.
Oh, man, we attacked like no tomorrow.
Yeah, it was on the pop. That was some unified shit like the goddamn birthday party. Birthday,
I'm telling
12-hour marathon.
But I'm telling you, that 420 show, we met with a lot of people that show. We met Monty Torres, because I never knew Monty Torres.
Yeah.
We met her, met Seti. And who else was riding with us on that show? It was somebody else. Smelly.
I'm about to go back and listen to that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Damn, boy. It's been some moments, man. We got to do that. Yeah. I don't know how the hell we're going to do that. But, I mean, we're going to do like a trial out of radio show. Get all of our clips, you know what I'm saying? From different shows.
Best.
You feel me? And then we just run them bitches back, you know what I'm saying? Because Seti got a 3-hour show. Then we got, shit, nigga, that's 7 hours we can run that shit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my shows are only 1 hour now. I started shorting them so it can be quick, short, and sweet.
But damn, you paying for premium service? You don't use an hour?
Oh no! Whoa, no! I did stop paying for premium. I stopped paying for a long time ago. I said no.
This
no,
old boy
no,
got
y'all.
Fired and shit. Yeah.
Hey, you know who really shut down premium? You know who really shut down premium where nobody wanted to buy that shit anymore? It was us. All the times we were talking shit about it, people were like, you know, thank God it didn't go to premium. You know what I mean? And I think Blog Talk Radio
pissed off. I pissed off I was every damn day.
Oh, you know who was really mad was that Gabriel, that morning show with the...
Drunken AM.
Yeah, Drunken AM. He was the pissed off one. Oh, I've never seen a white man so fucking upset about something the white man created. I'm serious. He was so he did a whole show regarding that motherfucker. What the hell? That's a new track by Goofy Bone?
It's Straight Nose Records exclusive, y'all. We got a remix coming. 3009. Y'all look out for that. Featuring Boo News. Get him on the hook and shit.
I've been trying to get Boo News on the hook. He don't want to do it.
All right, well, y'all, we've been talking about motherfucking. Here we go. We got Miss Computer Lady back online. Let me bring her back. But
I gotta behave.
She can clarify.
BRB.
Clarify this for us real quick.
Hey, Seti. Did he BRB?
No, he's dead. Go ahead.
Hey, man, turn that shit off. If I don't listen to it, then that means you should listen to it.
Oh, but
I'm studying Arabic, homie, so it ain't no telling what you might hear me motherfucking listen to.
Oh,
shit. Yeah, shukran to all my people out there. Alaf. Al-Adirah. Some shit like that. I don't know. I'm studying.
Well, jerka.
Hey. Everybody speak Arabic, Miss Computer Lady? You speak all them damn languages. No, you speak something.
Pero donde me escatara en español, por favor.
Ooh-wee, there she goes.
She speaks the language of...
You know, Miss Computer Lady, you know,
Spanish,
just because you speak my language doesn't clarify you as a proper Mexican wife. I hope you know.
That might be the case, but you see...
Because you will always be my black queen.
Oh, thank
you. You like the dude I read on the news yesterday, the motherfucking dude in China and shit. His wife kick his ass like 3 times a week because she know kung fu and he don't. Cut your ass out in your own language and shit because you don't know the motherfucking language and shit. Yeah, I cuss that motherfucker out at least 3 times a week. You know, he don't know what I'm saying. You know, yeah, he masking, but I'm speaking Spanish, so you know, hey, that's Chinese and Arabic. You know what I'm saying? He don't know what I'm saying. Cussing, yeah. It's all good.
But you see, he also knows that although I might not be Mexican, what I am, nobody can copy.
No cut and paste on that, baby. I hate those white people.
Yeah. Kind of corny.
You want to know why? You just be honest with you. Everyone asks me the question, why do I hate on the white people that laugh all the time? It's because they're having a great time. And they're just white, just having a great time. If I'm Mexican and laughing, everyone's like, what are you laughing at? You know what I mean? Or am I the only person that sees this shit?
Oh, groovy,
see, the problem is a lot of people don't understand him like I do. See, I have to do the cross-cultural, cross-ethnic and everything because if they laugh a certain way, I have to interpret, you know, why they're laughing the way that they do. That's
well, this is why I think.
Captain, I suggest Vulcan mind probe.
No, right. That shit hurts.
You don't want to mess with that now.
Well, how about...
Everybody else is doing it. If he can handle bennies and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs just to see what it's like.
You know, when
that's
Ms. Computer
one,
Lady
that's
sleeps
the one who doesn't
at night.
Do it. That's the one who doesn't do it. He know other people that do it.
When Ms. Computer Lady sleeps at night, I put her earphones on, and I play that in her head. So when she sleeps, it's playing in her head. So hopefully one day she'll be like, babe, let me smoke that. But knowing her, the powerful woman that she is, she always says, you may try to tempt me, and you may try to put that thing in my mouth, but it is not going to be smoked.
That's right.
Exactly.
Because I got what it doesn't have.
Are you talking about the blunt?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, I
okay.
Have, so he's counting down his days. He knows what's going to happen once I move in.
That's my wife, brother, or my fiance. Come on now.
Uh-oh.
What's happening? Yeah. This your boy Six Figures rocking with the Starship Spelly Prize and DJ Kale.
Yeah.
So motherfucking good, you bitches. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner. Six Figures. Yeah.
Give it that. Yeah. Shout out, nigga, Six Figures, man. Y'all already know what time it is, man. Y'all better watch y'all motherfucking ass, you know what I'm saying? Holiday. Oh, shit, it's the holidays.
Surrender your ships. We
it's the government.
Your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own.
Shit.
Your culture will...
Run, y'all. Run, the government.
Resistance is futile.
Shit, it's Obama.
Hey, shout out to Obama for winning the Nobel Peace Prize today and only talking about himself. So shout out to him.
Talking about some motherfucking wars. What the fuck you know about some goddamn
wars?
No,
he's saying that war is okay. Sometimes it's necessary. Okay then, motherfucker. Then don't complain when me and my gang rivals are shooting at each other because it is necessary, and it's implanted in our blood. It's not taught to us. This is sad. That is sad when it's implanted in your blood. So my son's gonna get it in his blood, but it's his choice if he wants to ride like that. You know what I mean? That's crazy. That's something you cannot change.
I can.
Thank you, Smelly.
Throw that shit out the window, man.
We'll play that, shit here, man. No, there ain't no gangs on this motherfucker here unless it's a gang of motherfucking bitches. Got them running around this motherfucker. That's the only gang up on this motherfucker. See.
Hey, Miss PC, don't get mad. I had to throw my hose somewhere, so Smelly said, beam him up, Goofy. And I said, sure. Boom.
Left all
there
this.
There
we
go. Hey! And I had to beam the retard up, honey. I know how you don't like he makes a mess in the kitchen. So I was like, beam his ass up, too.
All right, well, hold on, people, because y'all know what y'all in time for. We a little overdue. Uh-oh, she done said it, y'all. It's that mother... Well, I ain't got the, it's not time, but all that shit. You know, I'm sorry. I ain't got all that. But I can get funky with my shit. You know what I'm saying? I can get funky with my shit, too. Y'all want this as a ringtone, make sure y'all hit me up, smellybtrlive.com. I won't make it, but I'll send it to you. That's real. This is Do DJ's Drink Free at the Club Thursday. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you take care of your motherfucking DJ at your next engagement, man. And the news is sponsored to you apart by NuttyNewsToday.com. All your motherfucking nutty news from around the world. And I mean the world. All right. I see y'all jerking over there. What time is it? Oh. Everybody stop. Y'all doing the two-step too much. Two-stepping too much, you know. That's all we as black folks do, that two-step. You know what I'm saying? We ain't doing no other move. Just right here. I'm right here. I'm right here. All right, y'all, it's time to go ahead and get busy on this motherfucking news. Get this shit calculated. All righty. And what y'all want to hear? Y'all want to hear some jazz?
Okay,
of course, because that's all we got, goddammit.
I was going to say, what else you got? Well, I didn't know you had that Mexican song. So.
Well, you know, no, I just went to mariachimusic.com and... that was playing on their homepage, so that wasn't what I was looking for. But you know, I was looking for the real goddamn music, but they ain't have it. It's all good. All right, y'all, let's get into this motherfucking news. I don't know what they'll say to Jay yet. Don't matter because he's not in the headlines. Yeah, but Obama chief knew of disgusting sex subjects. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that means, but a pro-family organization is accusing President Obama's Office of Safe Schools Chief Kevin Jennings of knowing in advance the gross and disgusting subjects that will be covered at a seminar on sex for teenagers. Yeah, there have been multiple reports about a Massachusetts school seminar 10 years ago sponsored by the group Jennings founded. The Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network. Yeah, that included instructors providing explicit direction on homosexual activities such as fisting, which I don't even want to know what the fuck that means, posting online, whatever the fuck that is, recordings from the seminar, documenting discussions such as whether to spit or swallow. Hey, you guys are listening to my show. You've been listening to our show, man. What the hell? During oral sex and how to accomplish fisting. All righty then. You know what that is there, Miss Computer Lady?
I'm sorry I took the phone away from my mother. What was the question?
Oh, a little too disgusting for you. I understand. Her virgin ears, people. We're going to keep it moving. Her virgin ears. She didn't need to hear that anyway. Never mind. Guess where we're at, people? We're in New York.
There's always our guy.
Where the biggest loser sheds 239 pounds. And the motherfucker still look big. God damn.
Sounds like I need to hang out with that person.
Man. Fuck. You'll be hiding behind this motherfucker. Yeah. And they wouldn't see you. Shit. The last win of NBC's The Biggest Loser is the biggest loser in the show's history.
Danny Cahill, a 40-year-old and land surveyor and musician. That's why he overweight, because nan one of them is real jobs. Oh, sorry, people. I'm just bullshitting. From Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, lost 239 pounds to win the $250,000 grand prize. And shit, I would too. I put on 239 pounds to get $250,000. Shit. Cahill went from 430 pounds to 191 pounds. Damn. Losing 55.58% of his body weight in 6 months and 3 weeks. And breaking the record for the most weight lost by any contestant. Eric Chopin, the 2006 winner, held the previous record, dropping 214 pounds. He went from 407 pounds to 193 pounds. Shit. Give me 30 days called crack diet. I got you. Anyways, people, let's go to motherfucking Ceddie J land. We in Houston, Texas. Because coffee, exercise, yeah, that's the way to fight prostate cancer. Yeah, imagine that. All right, y'all listen to the headlines if you want to. Having a few more cups of coffee and exercise is a way to fight prostate cancer.
Coffee and exercise? They don't say nothing about chocolate.
Well, until I read the motherfucking shit.
Hey, you know,
I don't know what the hell going on.
So don't get stupid. Don't get stupid.
The headlines,
bro. My fiance's on the phone.
The headlines, brother. It's the headlines, brother. It's just the headlines. Damn, brother losing his shirt over here, people. The shirt back on. Good thing we ain't on Tiny Chat. Jeez, exposing it to the world. Exposing
Ooh,
it to
yeah,
the world.
Yeah, because Wood, I was like, okay, if you want me to behave, put the shirt back on.
Here we go. Having a few more cups of coffee and running that extra mile each day can reduce a man's risk of dying of prostate cancer. Two studies indicate. The case for coffee and physical activity as prostate cancer preventatives is far from proven. According to the research reported Tuesday at an American Association for Cancer Research meeting in Houston, but data from the health professionals' follow-up study show a clear association with both daily activities. I wouldn't recommend that people change their coffee drinking habits based on this study, said some bitch, but a research fellow in epidemiology at the Harvard School of Public Health and leader author of one report. Yeah, well, whatever the hell. But if you like coffee, there's no compelling reason to cut back at this point. Man, what the hell level? I thought coffee wasn't good for you.
They always mix it up. They don't know what
ain't no
about.
Motherfucking mix up. You can't mix up bad shit and then turn around and say it's good. AIDS is never going to be good. I'll never see them talk about, hey, go out and get your motherfucking AIDS today. Yeah, exactly. Hey, people. 80,000 caught in Facebook bait and switch. All you Facebook fans out there, yeah. We're in Stockholm, Sweden. Because a 20-year-old Swedish man revealed he was behind a prank turning a Facebook group devoted to heart research into a group denouncing women's right to vote. Yeah. The founder, whose name was not revealed, who the fuck cares anyways, told Swedish news agency TT he created the group, which originally promised to donate 42 cents to heart research for every member that joined, to teach people a lesson about being skeptical. The group shocked its 80,000 members when it abruptly changed its stated purpose to revoking the right to vote from women and listed arguments against women's suffrage. Yeah, but multiply that goddamn $80,000 times 42 cents. Yeah, bitch, I'll be suing the hell out your motherfucking ass. Prank that, bitch. We back in Texas, people. Actually, back in Houston. Where anti-gay rhetoric rises in race for mayor. She looks gay. She really does. Voters in a hotly contested runoff election will decide Saturday whether Houston will become the largest U.S. city to elect an openly gay mayor. When y'all been kicking all these other faggot-ass motherfuckers out. Right. Every other fag that done came along, y'all done kicked them out, but y'all finna openly put this bitch in here. Alright. City Controller Annise Parker has never made a secret or an issue of her sexual orientation, but others have lately catapulted into the center of the mayoral race. Anti-gay activists and conservative religious groups have endorsed her opponent, former city attorney 61-year-old Jean Lockey. Some have also sent out mailers condemning Parker's homosexual behavior. Man, listen. We got too many fags in motherfucking Washington as it is. I mean, adding to the motherfucking boat. Nah, I ain't in agreement with that. Hell no. Sorry, people. There's no place in motherfucking politics, you know what I'm saying, for all that fag shit. You know what I'm saying? We need straight politics. So you got to be straight to be in motherfucking politics. Sorry. There's no room for all that other shit. You bringing all your motherfucking gay friends to the motherfucking White House and shit. Hell no, I ain't mind with that shit. If I see a motherfucker kissing fucking dudes in the damn White House kissing and shit, what the hell is that going to say about the government? So now you got butch motherfucking gay bitches walking hand in hand and shit. What the fuck is that saying about the government? What is that saying about the United States, period? What representation is that showing for the United... What representation does that even show we fucking let goddamn Arnold Schwarzenegger get as far as he goddamn got? Message. People need to think. Yeah, because the same bastard that turned his motherfucking Adolf Hitler praising ass to turn around and say that we need to rewrite the Constitution to allow motherfucking foreigners to be able to assume presidency. I guess nobody read that in the headlines, though. Oops, it had just been read. All right, y'all, let's go to Parma, Ohio. Where the hell is that at?
Parma, that's not too far from Columbus. It's one of those real small town cities.
Well, guess what? Man dressed as Santa grabbed a 12-year-old girl. Uh-huh, yeah. Man dressed in a Santa suit grabbed a 12-year-old Parma girl walking in school this morning. Police said Anthony Russo, 46, of Brook Park, was arrested. Police say this is what happened about 7:30 near Snow and Stump Roads. Russo, in a Santa costume, came out of the bushes and told the girl to come to him. She ignored him and continued walking past a plaza along Snow Road. Russo followed her and grabbed her arm. She pulled away. Russo grabbed her again. She yanked free again and quickly walked. I don't know why the fuck she didn't run. I guess because it was snowing. But walked along the plaza. He continued to follow. She went into a store and told the owner what had happened. And then, you know, subsequently they looked for a dumbass walking around stealing a motherfucking Santa suit and arrested his bitch ass. Pedophile ass motherfuckers. What the hell's wrong with you motherfucking white folks, man?
They get that.
Stay off of the youth.
They got their share purpose, too, unfortunately.
Man, fuck that. There ain't no share. They purpose, period. All from the damn Catholic motherfuckers all the way to they just people that they keep letting out. Pedophiles and all the other kind of shit. Man, come on now. All right, let's go to Jonesboro. I think that's, is that Africa?
Jonesboro.
Well, a man is arrested at Walmart for punching a pit bull. I don't think that's Africa.
No, I mean, there is a place for Africa.
Yeah.
They
don't think
somewhere in the United States.
Yeah, that ain't. We ain't only think of the Walmart in Africa. Hopefully it ain't, because if they over there buying that bullshit, fuck. We've been infiltrated, people. But a man was arrested in the Walmart parking lot at the Fayette Pavilion for striking his pit bull with his fist and displaying belligerent and drunken behavior. Yeah, James M. Lovingood, Jr., 34. And that's you too, goddamn Goofy Bone, punching Boo News, and you be slapping him in public. Fucking right. Was arrested on charges of cruelty to animals and public drinking, according to Fayetteville police spokesman, whoever the cares what your name is. Said officers were called to the scene at approximately 8:15 by a witness who said that Lovingood was hitting the dog with his fist. Once at the scene, two other witnesses said that they had seen the same thing, and officers approached Lovingood and asked what he was doing. I'm just sitting here drinking a beer, the drunk dumbass responded. And that actually says Lovingood, but drunk dumbass responded. Wow. All righty. Shouts out to everybody hanging out, you know what I'm saying? The Starship Smelly Pride, Goofy Bone, Miss PC, a.k.a. Miss Computer Lady, a.k.a. Miss PC Bone. Don't ask me, y'all. Don't ask it yourself. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to get into that. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to get into some more motherfucking news. Got a couple more, and we're wrapping it up to get back in a couple more minutes of funk. You know what I'm saying? Right here on Starship Smelly Pride. DJ's drinking the club for free, man. So what y'all need to ask yourself, and if they ain't, are you hitting with a belt? Uh-oh. We got another dog abuser. He hits Boonos with a belt. I'm a witness to that. I'm lying, though. Hey, guess what? We're in Florida, people. Indiana Harbor Beach. I don't know where the hell that's at. Never heard of it. But a homeowner sprays Hitler graffiti on her house. Yeah. Frustrated homeowner sprayed a Hitler message on her house to address the escalating tiff with her homeowners association, causing unrest among neighbors in the quiet community of single-family homes. Sheila Jones, a 45-year-old homeowner, says she wrote the graffiti because I'm tired of being harassed by the homeowners association. So Jones told Local 6 News partner Florida Today on today's afternoon that she had been mocked by her neighbors and humiliated at meetings, all because she failed to pay the $120 monthly homeowners association fee. Bitch, you got to pay this shit. What the fuck you mean? Hell yeah, your ass supposed to be mocked. Shit. I mean, that pays for the security. That pays for the damn trash being thrown away. I mean, if motherfuckers ain't you know, doing nothing with the monthly fees, okay, yeah, but you don't go spraying no goddamn racist. Definitely no fucking Hitler shit. What the bitch, get your ass out of America. What the fuck wrong? You need to go back somewhere. I don't know where you need to go. All right, y'all. Shots out of Easy Rider, because we're in Uniontown. Yep, Uniontown, Pennsylvania. Where a woman sues hospital for leg amputations. Wow. A Western Pennsylvania woman who drank herself unconscious celebrating her 20th birthday says a hospital didn't properly treat her, resulting in partial amputations of both of her legs. Damn, that's fucked up. 20-year-old. Damn. Shanna House's medical malpractice suit against Uniontown Hospital and one of its emergency physicians says she passed out while sitting on the floor with her legs tucked under her in May. House was in that position for more than 12 hours. And she claims hospital officials didn't properly diagnose her condition and work to restore circulation to her legs. Damn, that's fucked up. Cut her shit off. 20 years old, boy. That sound like University Community Hospital down here in Tampa. I won't put them on blast again. But hey, people, let's go to Maryland. Shouts out to Baltimore. Big Hell's Cars. Fuck you, Baltimore. Yeah, we're in Laurel, Maryland, where neighborhood is under siege from roosting vultures. And I just said this on somebody's show, man. Where the fuck is the birds at? Y'all need to take a look, man. The world is motherfucking changing around you. Your nature is changing around you. Go outside, and if you remember, at least 10 years ago, we had, at least here in Florida, we had bluebirds, robins, and red cardinals, and all these festive-looking birds and shit that used to fly around. Now, ain't nothing but some motherfucking black crows that sit upon the motherfucking lines. And it's been vultures that have been flying around this bitch, too. So, now, we all the way in Laurel, Maryland. So, yeah. All right, people, let me cue my porn music real quick. Talk about this real quick. Y'all think it's a game. Y'all think it's a game. What the hell is a 595 belt? Oh, a Louis belt. Nobody don't give a damn how much a belt costs. Is that supposed to be a more expensive ass whooping or something? Because you hit him with a Louis belt than a goddamn Jordan ass belt? Shit, an ass whooping is an ass whooping. Hey, hit me with a golden belt, goddamn, it don't matter. I'm still getting my ass whooped. Shit. Baby, it was platinum, though. Shit. All right. A quiet suburban neighborhood is under siege from roosting vultures, and residents are begging one neighbor to stop feeding them, stupid motherfucker, in hopes they will go away. Monday evening, more than 60 vultures. And if y'all ever seen these motherfuckers, I mean, their wingspan gets up to like 6-7 feet. So, I mean, these ain't no small birds. We're roosting in trees and on rooftops on the street while dozens of others congregate by the back door of Mary Ripley's home. Ripley, who has posted signs warning other residents not to harm the birds, admits to feeding the vultures ground beef and chicken breast. I only feed them to keep them from going through my trash and from damaging the house, she said. Boy, and y'all wonder why they make movies like Lake Placid and all these other motherfucking stupid movies. Because it'd be stupid people that really out here feeding stupid motherfucking shit that don't need to be fed. Vultures, people, understand the damn name. If a motherfucker call you a vulture, Yeah. That means you a scavenger. That means you'll eat any motherfucking thing. Trash, they don't give a shit. Lay your ass down on the ground too long and see if they don't come pecking on your ass and eat your ass alive. That's what vultures do. They don't give a shit. All right. Take it for a game. Back in Washington, D.C., people, where White House serves acorn-shaped cookies. I guess that's supposed to mock acorn. Aha! Anyways, at the Obama White House, the letter A may be for acorn, as in acorn cookies served at Monday's annual Christmas party. Yeah, the chocolate cookies shaped like an acorn were quite a hit with Representative Steve King, Representative of Iowa. I didn't expect to see such stark symbolism, King said in an email. President Obama worked with the community organizing group Acorn in the mid-90s, but now Acorn faces a host of allegations related to voter fraud in the 2008 elections and has been weakened by an undercover expose that showed employees offering tax advice to a couple posing as a pimp and prostitute. Yeah. Who the fuck cares? I mean, really, I'm sorry even for reading that, people. Because that shows just how much time they're wasting in Washington, D.C. Yeah. They're wasting enough time to create a fucking acorn to serve around a goddamn dinner that was probably $2,500 a motherfucking plate. And they probably spent about $25,000 on some motherfucking chocolate-covered goddamn acorns. And then they're going to put the fucking shit in the headlines when the motherfucking country is supposed to be in disarray right now. But you bitches running around here. Man, kiss my virtual ass. You all you motherfuckers in Washington. Choke on a chocolate acorn. And my chocolate acorn, matter of fact, choke on my chocolate acorn. That sounds like a funny joke. Suck my chocolate acorn, Washington. All right, y'all, last but not least, oh, man, I don't know what the hell is going on with this neo-Nazi shit. What is up with people? I mean, do people really want to go to Germany and see what Dachau is all about? I mean, do you really want to know what Hitler really did? I mean, I don't know. I guess y'all see that the movies, y'all play it up in the movies like shit is all cool to throw up the high Hitlers and all that shit. Like, you know, it has no meaning. A lot of people, over 6 million people, went through some motherfucking real trifling shit. From death to burning to electrocution to all kind of motherfucking real terroristic shit. So, I mean, I don't know why people keep glorifying that shit. But St. Petersburg, Florida, right across the bridge, y'all, they're only 15 minutes away from where I stay at. Actually, less than that. Makeup hides neo-Nazi swastika in court. Yeah, the judge ordered the state to pay for a cosmetologist to apply makeup before trial each day to cover up the tattoos on John Dillatilio's face and neck, which include a swastika, barbed wire, and an obscene word. Dilatilio, 23, is charged with stabbing to death 17-year-old Christopher King in 2006 in Newport Richey, north of St. Petersburg. His lawyer argued in a pretrial motion that the tattoos, which Dilatilio acquired after his arrest, could prejudice a jury, which leads to the question of why you just don't leave this stupid motherfucker behind a goddamn closed door or have his ass on a goddamn closed circuit trial, which we in 2009, and that's what the fuck they do when it's murders, mass murders of motherfuckers who too dangerous to bring into court. It just has closed circuit TV right from the motherfucking cell. So, bitch, it don't matter. You don't need to have your ass in no motherfucking courtroom. So, since he wants to mark his body up with all that foul fuck shit, okay, set his ass in a goddamn motherfucking jail cell and closed circuit the goddamn TV. What is the problem with that? Exactly. People want to just waste money on motherfucking cosmetologists that probably cost a couple of $1,000 for the whole time that this trial went on just to cover up some motherfucking tattoos. You motherfuckers is crazy. Alright. That's do the news for you, baby. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's your nutty news for today. You calling me a little too late, but I'll hit you back, Mr. Earl. Yeah. And that is the nutty news for today. Thank you for riding out with motherfucking,
Darkness, everybody! Everyone, darkness is spreading!
Yeah, let me get back on these motherfucking controls. Pump this thing on back up a little bit. This PC, what you in the mood for? What you in the mood for, girl? What you want to hear? I need to put some old Shelly Kelly back up here. I only got that one song. I like her music, though. I jammed all the tracks that you sent me, like, back to back, you know what I'm saying? She got a real deep voice. She got a real just change of voice. She's like a Patti LaBelle, Aretha, and Anita all kind of wrapped into one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's very talented vocally.
Yeah, I mean, she go from like shit, damn near manly, you know what I'm saying, to you know, but at the same time keeping it female, to all the way up to hitting them high notes. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, she does. And I remember during the interview mentioned that one of her idols was Phyllis Hyman. And, you know, for those who aren't
aware, I got some Phyllis Hyman, too. Matter of fact, I'm gonna upload some Phyllis Hyman, play that for my background music, too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, as far as my feeling, hey, whatever you got.
All right. Well, we got some Rita. We got some... I don't know. What kind of mood you feeling in?
Let's see.
I know
a couple of tracks from Chelly K. I like. I think you still got My Funny Valentine, right?
No, because I got to upload. I got it. That's what I'm saying. I got to upload all the tracks.
Oh, okay. Which one you got to upload?
Just Dance With Me.
Hey, that'll work. Yes, I love that, and that also has that little Mexican feel to it, a little calypso and all of that.
Yeah, she got who did her tracks and stuff? Who produced her beats?
Oh gosh.
She just said some names. You know, I know that.
Yeah.
You don't like Norm. Okay.
No, I don't know. I mean, Detroit is full of such, you know, musical and vocal talent. It's like,
yeah.
Ooh. But it's mentioned on her CD, yeah.
All right. Well, hey, y'all, don't forget to go to Dirty Booty Online. That's D-U-R-T-Y Booty. Dirty Booty Online for all you freaks out there. And sign up. I'll be signed up there. I mean, just to promote my show, of course.
Yeah, right, of course.
Shelly Kelly, people, dance with me. Got a few more minutes. We're going to jam on out, y'all. Right now. Goofy Bone, Miss Computer Lady. Say the baby powder, fresh jam. Your boy smells so good. We're in the building, man. Do DJs drink free at the club? Yeah.
I catch you.
I gotta put my hat down real low on this one. Yeah. I got my black hat on, I got it down real low. I got my all black on right now. Yeah. Black Gucci Chuck Taylors, let's go. I'm so hood with it. Yeah. You know they say, can anything good come from the hood? Be Jack to talk to him.
Yeah, I'm from the hood. North Memphis, Scudderville, Hollywood.
Yeah.
I grew up on the street where they sold that good. Pimps and players on the block, deep doors, playing and moving them rocks. But everybody from the hood ain't a thug. Ain't never went to jail for selling no drugs. That doesn't mean ain't done so wrong in my life. I went to church on Sunday and I still wasn't right. But all I'm trying to say, there's a better way. And I'm trying to show you Christ is the way. Lord, you've been so good to me. I want to tell everybody about you, Lord Jesus. God loves the hood. And if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, so throw your head in the air, let them know that you care. And if you love the Lord, say yeah. God loves the hood, loves the hood. And if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let them know that you care. If you know the Lord, say yeah.
If the last should be first, that mean the suburbs is after us. Say we from the hood and then everybody laugh at us. Even the local service from a hood called Nazareth. He came for the bad and ain't nobody bad as us. Then he came back for us just so we can rapture. The first should be last, so the hood can't let them back us up. Yeah, I said the hood can't let them back us up. Wait. Hold on, yeah, we said yes to his will, yes to his way. The day to that tomorrow provided him yesterday. We danced through the circles, two steps through them yesterday. It's good in the hood, everybody said, hey. So we leaned on the solid rock. God love the hood, I know he love my block, yeah. 45th and Lloyd Street. God love the hood, I know he love me.
God loves the hood, loves the hood. If you're from the hood and you're feeling good, just throw your head in the air, let him know that you care. And if you love the Lord, say yeah, yeah. God loves the hood, loves the hood. And if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let him know that you care. And if you love the Lord, say yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I know Jay killed the auto-tune, but I'm just tuning up this auto, give me walking room. Yeah, they keep questioning where the love at. Well, God love the hood, show them love back. Yeah, they questioning where the love at. Well, God love the hood, now do you love them back? Huh? Do you love them back? Yeah, yeah, God love the hood.
Holding down,
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 Without Yanka Bank, y'all. All right, Miss Computer Lady. Appreciate all your input. Hey, explain to me real quick the difference between the .com, .net, and .org.
.com, commercial website. That's a general one. .net came about because the .coms were all being used up. So that's another way for like businesses and individuals or whoever to get the you know, their websites going. You got .biz if anybody wants to concentrate on the business. You got government, .gov, all the government entities. Yeah, org.
What's the org? Or I see a lot of social sites with the org though.
Organization.
Oh.
Lot of nonprofits or people who try to go under a nonprofit. That the organization, the ORG. There's also info, too. Some use the .info, and I've seen come about also, like, .ws.
Yeah, I've seen the U.S. I've seen a bunch of different little .uk, this, that. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, if there's more, like, Australia, U.K., you know, those extra.
So, I mean, is that for the search engine purpose?
For the search engine purpose, you know, wherever the locale of the servers are and all of that.
So, I mean, like, if we got our own little radio type thing started, what would be our best thing to use? .com or .net or, you know what I'm saying?
If there is a .com address available when you, you know, when you develop your website, you know, when you first start it, make sure no one else has that domain name. I mean, that's the first thing you got to do. And then if not, then if you can get it under .com, go ahead. If that's not available, then .net would be your next choice or even, you know.
I went to Host Daddy or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just Host. And they offering like $2.95. It was like $2.95 because I went to just quit. You know what I'm saying? Because they want the credit card information. So before I left, it was like, wait, you know that keeper old bullshit, you know, and
right.
We'll give you for $2.95 for the first year. You know what I'm saying? $2.95 a month for the first year. So that only come out like $40.
Yeah.
A hosting. You know what I'm saying? For the whole year. You know what I'm saying? You get unlimited everything.
I'm like,
shit, yeah, I want to jump. You know, I want to jump on that. Go ahead, and throw some, you know, $40 on the card.
Right, but a lot of people are going on, especially businesses, on Office Live, so they can do it and get it for free.
On who?
OfficeLive.com.
What is that?
Oh, if you want to...
Let's find out.
if you want to set up your website for free. And they also have trial periods of the different packages that they have.
Well, you learn something new every day. Well, you don't if you don't listen up, but I do. Let's see, free online storage and document sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft Office Live.
Yeah, and I'm going to start doing that for, you know, a lot of the music and also a lot of the documents, too. So, you know, I'll still email, but starting in 2010, for you, Goofy, Seti, and all that, do an exchange online. So whatever the music you need to get for your format, you can get it right there.
Yeah. Access, stop carrying a flash drive. Access your documents from almost any computer.
Mm-hmm.
Online. See that? Store up to 5 gigs. Share with anyone and collaborate on a single document.
There you go.
5 gigs? That ain't shit.
Well, you got to remember.
Backing up, I need to back up all my shit. I got about shit.
Well, you
got to
remember, you can only get so much for free.
Yeah, you know that. You know, man.
But shoot, for
but
free,
then what, they
gigs
got,
ain't bad.
Yeah, but then they got a premium package or something after that?
Yeah, on a trial basis. And if you can want to continue it after a certain amount of time, you know, they'll let you know the payment per month.
Oh, but there's a free website. Well, let me click on Learn More. Because, I mean, but the free website, they don't give you the shopping carts and all that kind of stuff, do the PayPal and all that.
No, no. I mean, you got to develop that yourself, but the free website, you create the website yourself.
Mm-hmm. But now I'm saying, now, even that, though, you still need a host for the website, right?
Well, you see, when you register and get all that done, that's going to be all done via Microsoft and any of their affiliates.
Mm.
Because if you ever, let's say, go on my website, yourcomputerneeds.net, and on the home page where you go to the bottom, it'll have the copyright all rights reserved under, and it'll mention Microsoft.
Well, it's just saying $14.95 a year. For
domain, did it change now?
Domain name registration. Everything else is included free. Then you got premium email upgrade to ad free for $20 a year.
Ooh, they changed. That one I didn't know about.
Yeah, and then additional storage. First 500 megs is free.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get additional storage up to 5 gigs, $15 a month.
Oh, those are some additions I didn't know about.
Yeah, so that's all this additional users. First 5 users is free, and then each additional up to 75 users, which is from $14 to $84 a month.
Yeah, depending on the package that you get. I must have been one of the lucky ones that got it when they first introduced it.
Well, I'm saying it says website and hosting free, no cost to you.
Right.
But I guess to add custom domain names, that's what they're saying.
Right.
It's $14.95. So, I mean, the domain name that were they going to give you a domain name or something?
Well, when I registered through it, when I was registering the domain name I wanted to use, you know, yourcomputerneeds.com, but apparently somebody had gotten it, so they inform you, and then they suggest to you, you know, any that you would like to have. If .com wasn't available, there was .net, .biz. So I said, I'll use .net. Check to see if it was available. It was available. Finished the registration. Started creating my website.
Yeah, I got to go ahead and jump on that. I'll take a little time out to do that. Get that up, because you got to really, I want it, but I need it, you know, so I can embed PayPal and all that. But I've seen going through DA's little site, you know what I'm saying, that WordPress.
DKKRadio.com. Oh, the changes he made to that site, oh, man. Ooh.
Yeah. I guess I don't know what, I guess I only seen the new part then.
Okay.
And catch the old.
Right. I mean, nothing was old, you know, shabby with the old. Not saying that at all. Oh, no. It was excellent. It's just that the way he did, I would say, the interface, the way it looks, I mean, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. I still haven't had a chance to preview through the whole site yet, but the parts that I checked out, oh, amazing. Oh, and welcome to the family.
Oh, I ain't there yet, but you know, I'm still working on. I'm still working on. We got to work out the particulars and stuff. But yeah, I got his number and stuff. I got to call him and tighten everything up.
Okay. You know. Well, again, congratulations.
Yeah. We're gonna get this thing popping. Get this worldwide network working.
Oh yeah, don't
roll.
Say that ahead of time. Did you see the stats of how many the listeners are? Oh my goodness, 40 million.
Oh yeah, to the site.
Yeah. DKK, oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, ain't no joke.
Yeah, I ain't really doing it like that. But yeah, I'm almost like 10,000 views on my live stream, my video show.
Oh, that's good. Wow, 10,000.
Yeah, and that's been like, I think 2 weeks that has been up. Yeah, but you know, I got it, you know, on a couple of sites and stuff, and you know, I'm steady keep pushing people to it.
Right.
And I'm adding more and more videos, so I got Goofy on there now. I got, you know, everybody video been sending me videos, Red Shades.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody who give me their little videos. Now I got some funny little commercials. So I'm just, you know, really figuring out how to make it a real, you know, January 1st when that launches,
mm-hmm.
you know, WDGE TV. Yeah.
Wow.
Just as ignorant as I am on the radio. It's going to be just ignorant live on WDGTV.
Complete with
commercials, you know what I'm saying? Complete
mm-hmm.
with commercials and everything. That way, you can actually work the real sponsors in, you know what I'm saying, with all the riffraff.
Yeah. Yeah, with all that.
You know what I'm saying? So if I throw an old fake commercial in there, then I run it back with, you know what I'm saying, a real commercial, it's going to make you be like, well, damn, which one is with? It's going to make you pay attention, though.
All right. And January 1st is a significant day for you, but also for me, too, because...
It's supposed to be everywhere. Black people's waking up January 1st, I'm telling you now. y'all talking about some damn 2012 shit. January 1st, add all them letters up, and it's now.
Yeah,
our time is now. That's 2012.
Yeah, we're not 2012 yet. It's going to become 2010.
Yeah, 2010, 2011, 2012. Yeah.
There you go. Because on January 1st, 2010, Your Computer Needs of Tulio LLC will be celebrating its fifth year.
Yeah, who?
The company that I'm president and CEO
of.
Oh,
yeah, you just put a bunch of acronyms out there. I'm like, is that a rocket ship? It's been a blast off or something? What yacht that is? I mean, you on a cruise line? You going on a cruise, girl? You on the UTLLC?
I need to go back on one.
Oh, them little UTLLC, what is that? Okay. That's all I thought. It was a yacht or something. I thought you going on a cruise or something. Yeah,
hey, keep speaking that. You might see a Your Computer Needs to Tell Your LLC yacht one day.
Hey. I mean, okay, so that's, I don't know. What the acronym stand for?
Your Computer Needs of Toledo, LLC is limited liability company.
Right. Now, why you ain't incorporated?
I am incorporated.
No, I mean like incorporated, not with the LLC though. Like with the Inc. INC.
Oh, because when I researched the business names, that was already taken.
Oh.
Yeah, you run to copyright infringement and all that when it comes to like websites and legal names, so you gotta be real careful.
Yeah. Well, see, that's why I do oddball names that, you know, in my slang, I ain't worried about you running into what I'm, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I done typed in Wrecking the Game Entertainment, and I ain't, nobody on y'all even spelled, you know, the way I'm spelling it, you know, it ain't related to nothing, really.
That's the best way to be. But also have it, as you say, have it where the site is memorable and not hard to
And it ain't no DJ Smell So Good, period, on the internet. But
oh, except for the one I know in Florida.
Nah, yeah, it's some other, you know, niggas call himself Feel So Good and all this Smell Herb or whatever fuck kind of names they got. But it ain't no goddamn Smell So Good, so.
All right.
Hey, I'm patent independent. Copyright. All right, Mr. Computer Lady, we finna get up out of here. I'm gonna play one last song. Take this thing on up out of here.
All right. And you all take care of yourself. Have a good one. And Smelly, you have a good one too.
Know that. Know that. Let's go out with Somewhere Over the Rainbow, people. Keep looking to the stars. I don't know. I try to make something good out of that. I don't know. Keep looking to the stars. Because there ain't shit below you. Put it that way.
Oh, good.
And now take care of your DJs. Because DJs do drink free at the club. And parties. Well, at least wherever the hell I be at. All right, y'all. Peace.
This right here, for everybody. Over the rainbow. Thinking there's no way out, huh? It could always be worse. Check it, check it, check it.
I give a shout out to the E. Pray for peace. Will it ever be? Epidemic rise of seed. They putting newborn baby to sleep. Mama died pushing news in every strength to breathe. I cry when I see another man kill another for a bite to eat. I write what I see. You can't imagine what I dream the news. Today, every shot will come, but the war here to stay. Instead of talking about illegal immigrants, set back at bay. We betting on the next fight at the Mandalay. Can you imagine the standing wait? Hoping not to be victim after a massive wave. We trying hard to break for victims of child molestation. Hoping they could be found and place them back home. A place many people won't go. So this ain't hope. Pushing for the day they can all go.
Every day struggle, discipline your child, send you to jail in the shuttle, but don't.